Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The segment of Bennett Woods is brought to you by Spectrum Business. Now more than ever, small businesses need the best internet and phone solutions, the best value, and Spectrum Business is proud to help, offering new customers 1 month of internet, voice, and TV service for free. Visit business.spectrum.com today to learn more. Speaking of business, the business of the NFL is starting to run into, finally, after plowing forward through the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Head down, mouth shut, moving on.
All of a sudden, push is coming to shove. They're starting, training camp is just around the corner, and they're realizing they're not immune from all of these problems.
Well, cracking the armor, Benny.
That everyone else is facing as well. We'll get to that after one last check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Our people, our businesses, and our leaders will hashtag move California forward. You can help us move forward. Stay connected while listening to San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Well, we've already seen the NFL conduct business. I mean, not exactly like normal. I mean, they had to do the draft socially distanced, which they pulled off pretty well. Free agency, you know, came and went, and that pretty much went as usual. Obviously, you know, players weren't able to visit team facilities like normal, but they could conduct all the negotiations. Most players got signed. It's been an offseason much like every other in the NFL.
Yep.
However, we're finally getting to the end of July when training camps are scheduled to start. And I think the NFL had always crossed their fingers that, all right, people say that summer months, the virus, you know, going to kind of at least disappear for a while, and we're maybe worried about December and January, but we should be good to start the season. Well, it hasn't really turned out that way. Virus hasn't gone anywhere, and now the NFL's trying to open up training camp, and they're realizing this isn't going to be as easy as we hoped it was going to be. First of all, they've already cut the preseason in half, and players aren't even that happy about what's going on right now. The Players Association, kind of you're getting some leaks now about how they don't want any preseason games at all. There's no reason, they, in their minds at least, to have the added risk of two extra games.
Yep.
Where you're in the trenches, you know, blocking, you know, getting with other guys and expanded rosters of players. What's the point of adding two more games of risk when we're already trying to get a 16-game regular season in? So the NFL, meanwhile, is countering, going, hey, we need to, you know, practice these procedures, you know, travel, how's it going to go? We don't want to just start with the regular season and not work out any kinks in what's going to go on. But at the same time, the players are going, why should we be risking ourselves for a preseason game? And you're just starting to see the first cracks, as you said, in the armor of what the NFL has been this offseason.
Yeah, what they're talking about, too, they're proposing 35% of player salaries be held in escrow to help manage costs during the 2020 season. Ben.
What does that even mean? I mean, will the owner say, hey, if our revenues are way down, we're keeping this money?
That doesn't seem like escrow to me. That seems like
hostage.
Yeah,
you're going to hold your money hostage? What's going on here?
Get my wonderful wife on the phone to explain what escrow really means. Check out Nancaro Realty Group for all your realty needs. But it's already – so since that's come out, a couple of big-name players, man. Michael Thomas from the Saints said, lol, he tweeted, LOL. Everyone will sit out and not play until they get their stuff together before we do this. Guys, we just went through this with baseball. We're about to go through it again with the NFL. Maybe not to the extremes it was with baseball. Stephon Diggs sent out a series of tweets, and he said, I miss football. I love football with all of me. There's so many unanswered questions with this upcoming season. I'd be lying if I said I was comfortable starting back up. I've been training my butt off just to stay ready and prepared. I've never played a game with zero fans in the stands. Even in Little League, we had at least parents and other family members. This will be weird when that happens. So, again, all of these, there's all these different concerns that we literally just slogged through to get to summer camp for Major League Baseball. Now the mighty, mighty, infallible NFL is going to be facing all of the same stuff. And now they come to the table and say, yeah, we're going to hold 35% of your salaries in an account. And if you guys make it through the season, we'll give that to you. It does feel, maybe I'm misinterpreting that. I probably am, because that couldn't be right. We're going to hold your, it would be like our boss is telling us, hey, half your salary is going in an account. Just keep showing up to work and you'll get it. That's kind of how it works anyway.
I'm confused. I thought players got paid per week.
Right.
So, hey, weekly, they play a game.
Yeah, your game check.
Get a game check. So why would you be withholding it?
Does your game check go down? Well, let's say you were making $20,000 or whatever. It's going to be more than that. $50,000 a game. Is your check now $35,000 a game? But you can get that other $15,000 later down the road if you play, if you play it out.
I don't see how any NFL player would ever take the field. I mean, we already saw baseball players say, hey, we'll play prorated, but we're not taking less than that.
Right.
Football players, even more so, would never say, oh, yeah, we'll take less than what we're owed per game. I mean, if anyone plays a game and deserves a game check, it's football players.
There is no question. For the reason, so, number one, the revenue that they generate, period. The revenue that those guys generate is through the roof. That shouldn't be the first.
But more,
one.
I think
the first
more
one
is importantly
safety.
is the health risk. Well, it's just the wear and tear that each game. The football doesn't care if there's a pandemic. You're still getting tackled. You're still in the blocking in the trenches. You're taking blindside hits. You're taking helmet to helmet contact, even if it's inadvertent. There's no way you're taking a discount for all that.
No.
To play football. So I think we're heading toward at least some of the similar drama that baseball just went through in football. Maybe they'll learn from baseball and they'll try to keep a little bit more of it behind the scenes and play less of that game in the media. But we're seeing now, leaks are coming out, and that same game, hey, here's what the owners are saying. Well, here's what the players are saying. It's starting to be played in the NFL. And we already know from baseball what a bad look it is during the pandemic. Here it comes in football as well.
Oh, and I can't wait. Until more details are released and more players start speaking out, and you'll really, there's some guys in the NFL that are not afraid to speak their minds. I mean, what's Richard Sherman going to say today when he gets all the details of what this actually looks like? These guys could do. I mean, it could be a revolution. Of saying we're not doing this. This makes no sense fiscally, health wise for us at all moving forward. What is their plan?
It's also going to be hard for owners to cry poverty and say we're in trouble when you've just handed out a $500 million contract to Patrick Mahomes in the last few days.
That is not a losing. Being the owner of an NFL football team, Ben, is not a losing investment. It's just not an investment that's ever going to cost you money. Yeah, your profits may not be what they were, but you're going to make money.
What was your reaction, by the way, to Patrick Mahomes and that contract?
I loved it. It's a lot of money, but, I made the joke on the air yesterday that it's the NFL. So it's $500 million for 12 years. It's going to end up being more like 3 years, $100,000, because that's what the NFL does. They, for clicks and everything else, it's always a lot less. But we talked to Mick Schaefer in Kansas City. He was stoked. I mean, if you're a Chiefs fan, that's 12 years you don't have to worry about the guy. Now, 8 years.
I understand that the numbers sound outrageous, but to me, okay, what's the sport in America that generates the most money?
Football.
It's football. What's the position on the field that's the most important? Who is the best quarterback who already has a Super Bowl title and an MVP under his belt in two seasons? Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Who has the most still career in front of him? It's not – you're not paying Tom Brady, who's 40, you know, for past performances. He's got his entire future ahead of him. He has the credentials. He has the talent. If there was ever a perfect situation where a guy is going to deserve a contract that's $500 million, this is the one. I mean, this is almost a no-brainer
for both sides,
for the Chiefs and for Patrick Mahomes.
What is that combo like? Sit in that room, hey, or on a Zoom call, probably like, oh, yeah, we'd love to talk extension. He still had 2 years left on his deal. Very meager salary this year. Then it goes up to like 24.8, I think. And then it goes, you know, haywire after that.
Well, you mentioned we talked to Mick Schaefer, who's out there in Kansas City on the ground. He knows, he's talked to people out there, and he said it was the most civil negotiation maybe of all time.
Yeah, and it, as, we, you know, Patrick's looking for something. He wants to stay a Chief forever. Great. How about 10 more years at $440 million? Yeah, we're good. I mean, how do you not sign that deal right then? They did. And if you're going to pay a guy in the NFL, why not that guy? He's not going to get you. He's a good kid. He's not going to get
in
trouble.
If I'm the Chiefs, I'm not that worried about spending that much money. You know, it's a lot of money, but
if you do, no one's ever
going to second guess and go, "Oh, that was a bad move."
You signed
Patrick Mahomes. Well, everyone in the NFL in that situation would have done the same.
And if you continue to draft well, and I mean, they've got, I think I said yesterday, 20 of 22 players coming back from their Super Bowl. Like, there's no reason that they can't repeat. I mean, they got to be the odds-on favorite.
Yeah, it's going to make it a little harder, obviously. You know, he's not working on that rookie deal. In a couple of years, he'll be making a lot more money. But you knew that was coming anyway. It was unavoidable.
Yeah, if you wanted to keep him, you knew you were going to have to pay him. Pay him now.
Now you get to do it early. He's happy. You're happy. The uncertainty. There's no uncertainty out there. You don't have to worry about those stories. Hey, it's still now 1 year to go until he's a free agent. You haven't signed him yet. What's going on here?
You don't want to franchise tag him. A Dak Prescott situation.
So to me, this was about as no-brainer as you're ever going to get for a $500 million football deal. And the creativity, you know, of tying some of that money into the cap just to, you know, whatever happens up and down, he can make more. It makes a lot of sense all the way around. So, yeah, to me, it was the biggest non-story story of the football offseason, that Patrick Mahomes got his record contract.
I saw a lot more hand-wringing about Jared Goff's big deal, you know, whenever they doled that out to him, than I did about Patrick Mahomes. Because, again, what do we say? The skins are on the wall. Well, at least the skin is on the wall. And that's the guy you're stoked, man. It's like if the pods – you know, if Fernando Tatis Jr. went out last year, won Rookie of the Year or MVP, and got the Padres to the playoffs, and the Padres handed him out a huge contract today, how would we feel? I wouldn't be like, oh, man, this is going to hamstring us in the future. That's the guy I want on a long-term deal.
I think some of it comes down to the eye test. And I realize that in modern sports, you try to eliminate that as much as possible. Hey, what are the actual numbers? What can you expect the guys are going to put up? But if you watch Patrick Mahomes and Jared Goff side by side, there are some similarities to the numbers. Hey, one guy got to a Super Bowl, the other one won a Super Bowl. You would say, oh, there's not that much separation. But if you actually watch the two guys play, isn't it pretty obvious
that
Patrick Mahomes is just a better quarterback than Jared Goff? A
couple of good tweets here. Aaron Reisner tweets in, they paid Mahomes more than Dean was willing to spend on a stadium.
We're not going anywhere.
Oh, my God. It's funny. We talked a couple weeks ago.
Now the Chargers are going to have to deal with that guy in their division
forever,
for a decade. Standing in their way.
12 years.
Yeah. Standing in their way. Patrick Mahomes forever. Like having Elway in your division and then Manning in your division.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, driving through Las Vegas – one of the most impressive sights I have ever seen.
Is the stadium? God, why didn't I think so? You and Paul both thought it was
incredible.
Holy moly.
I swear to God, after Paul's reaction, I thought to myself, am I in the right place? Am I looking at the right one that everyone, Like, the pictures I've seen of SoFi look 1,000 times better.
It's the pictures don't seem to do it justice.
Well, I was there too in Vegas. This is the thing.
Yeah, it was a block away, and I was like, "Oh my god, I am."
I think I was.
Which game
at
am I going out to? I gotta go to a game.
It's the depths. It's black. It's pretty crazy looking.
I don't know. I don't know what my problem is. Paul was like, "This is the greatest place ever." I'm like, "That is." Am I in the right spot? I really had no idea.
It doesn't look like any other stadium in the world.
No. I mean, if you're an opposing team and you're having to drive up to that thing and play, I mean, you're already standing in a hole to start the game.
Man.
It's the Raiders. And you know that town, they're buying the PSLs. They're excited about that team.
Isn't that crazy? Freaking Vegas,
I mean,
man.
Mm. Talk about the Raiders. Whether you think they give them credit for orchestrating it, or maybe they just kind of lucked into everything because they wanted L.A. They wanted to go and team up with Dean and build a stadium on a landfill in Carson.
Man, they
lucked
out.
They've ended up locking in maybe to the really one of the best situations in the NFL where they're going to be well-supported, got a great facility. It's right there. I mean, it's right across from the Strip and the hotels. And
it's going to be nuts, man.
I think they have ended up in a really good place.
If the world ever does return to the normal or even close to the normal that we knew it, that's on the list of things that I'd like to do is head out to Vegas for a Raider game there. I would like to see the inside of that place. For sure. Did you see the new ballpark in Arlington? That's one of the worst places.
I've only seen the pictures so far.
It looks like an airplane. It looks like where Jerry Jones parks his 747 is what it looks like. And
the meme of somebody, they put like barbecue grill knobs on the side of it. It looks like a barbecue. It's incredible.
It's like a giant Traeger. Oh, man. Yeah, it's, you know, there's something, though, something about getting that new stadium, you know, something we haven't known about for a while. We'll see, though, with the Aztecs here pretty soon. But I don't know, man. It's going to be nuts in the NFL. I've said from day one of this pandemic that the two sports that seemingly just had their head in either the sand or the clouds about COVID-19 were the NFL and UFC. UFC has managed to fight through and get through. And I've said the NFL has done the same thing. Now it's starting to back up on them a little bit. So it'll be an interesting few days as more information comes out about what the NFL wants to do with salaries and things like that and games and whatnot. And I just I can't wrap my head around college or pro football going off. I just can't. Not yet. Baseball I thought could happen. Golf I thought could happen. Basketball was a little bit iffy to me as well. Hockey seemed a little bit iffy to me as well. But football is just number one on my list of like, How are you going to do this? So many players.
It's going to be the oddest to watch with no fans. If there are no fans in there, that is going to be the toughest.
Do you think so? I think baseball is going to be worse.
You really do?
I do. Because we talked about it. The NFL does that camera view where it's the field.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of see the field of play. Boy, baseball games, they're panning around.
There's always
big, wide
so much
view.
Noise, though, because any time a team is on offense, you know, that roar of the crowd is such a omnipresent part of football. I don't know. Well, our day is not over yet, Woods. It's just getting started because we will be back at noon today for our 97.3 The Fan Padres Roundtable with Coach John Quintero, Gwynn, and Chris as we discuss the infield as we continue week by week getting closer to Padres opening day. So Bennett Woods back with you at noon today for our roundtable. So I'll see you in a couple hours.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Paul, it's good to be back. Good to talk to you. For Woodsy, I'm Ben. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.